There is a date this will happen. As the Israeli military left southern Gaza, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reiterated his threat to invade Rafah. Active fighting has subsided for now, at least, and some Palestinians are slowly returning to the devastated city of Khan Yunis. But that threat of a ground offensive on Rafah is ever present. Netanyahu recommitted Israel to total victory over Hamas while still pursuing a deal to secure the release of its hostages. From Jerusalem, I am joined by journalist Orly Halpern. And Orly, is there anything left of Khan Yunis now for families to return to?
Well, we know that many, many structures, many homes have been destroyed, just like all over the Gaza Strip. But for Israel, it wants people that took refuge outside of Khan Yunis to go back there so that it will have more freedom of movement for this Rafah invasion. Basically, Israel has gone through and operated, done what it's done all over the Gaza Strip. The only place left where its ground forces have not entered and invaded fully is Rafah, where over a million people are taking refuge. So that withdrawal from Khan Yunis is the step before this invasion of Rafah.
And the plan now is what? Is it that those who took refuge in Rafah will move back up towards Khan Yunis to a city that is just a collection of rubble?
You know, that is the difficulty. There are hundreds of thousands of people that need to move out. It's not possible. And the UN has said that it doesn't have the capacity or the resources to prepare in advance with materials, shelter, non-food items, water to provide for the people. From Israel has said, well, they can just go out there. There's open areas for people who are not from Khan Yunis because there are people in Rafah from all over the Gaza Strip. But there's also not enough aid in, as we know, Gazans need 500 trucks a day and they're not getting that. Israel's not allowing those trucks to go in. So it's very frightening. Most countries in the world oppose this planned invasion. But for Israel, it says that it's important. It's the last stop. It claims there are four Hamas brigades in Rafah. Those are the last brigades. It says that it has destroyed Hamas in all other parts of Gaza. And that's what's left for it to declare a victory.
Peace talks in Cairo, it appears, have stalled for now, at least. That date that Netanyahu talks about and saying it will happen, what is the speculation around when he has in mind to send his troops into Rafah?
That's a good question. He's been saying that for some time. He's been warning or threatening that Israel is going to invade Rafah. We don't know. Some say that it might be to put more pressure on Hamas to soften its demands in this in these negotiations for an exchange of Palestinian prisoners and Israeli hostages. Hamas just came back and said that the Israelis haven't moderated their demands, so it won't agree to the deal that was offered. And maybe this threat of a date is meant to make them say, okay, we'll do it. Because the idea is many people hope that once a ceasefire deal is made, it will be extended, and then pressure will be put on Israel not to go back into Gaza, so that essentially it'll be the end of the war. So we don't know the date, and we don't know if it will happen, but we do know that the Israeli public is very keen for it to happen, and so are many people in the Israeli government. And people in Israel would feel that it would be a failure if Israel, many, not all, would feel that it would be a failure if Israel didn't go in and finish the job.
So there is that belief that they need to complete the job. You've had big demonstrations, though, in Jerusalem, where you are, in Tel Aviv and elsewhere. Are they still suing for peace there? And do they want Netanyahu gone now?
Many people want Netanyahu gone. There is division in Israel among the people that want Netanyahu gone because they see him as a failure, over whether the Israel should make a deal and just bring those people back, whatever the cost. And those who say, no, we can't make a deal that would mean releasing people who have killed Israelis. No, we have to put more pressure on Hamas. Pressure on Hamas basically means pressure on Palestinians. And so you have this division. You have people who say, this is ridiculous. We need to do whatever is necessary to release those hostages, because those hostages were taken because Israel failed, because Israel didn't defend them. So now Israel needs to pay the price. But others say no.
Orly Halpern in Jerusalem, thank you for joining us.